you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Like us, we're quite needy, and comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
On the first day of Christmas, John Morgan gave to me a big block of Pecker cheese.
Merry Christmas.
There you go.
No war on Christmas on this show.
No. Big block of pecker cheese. Kathleen Madigan going to phone the program. Brett Michaels also going to phone the program. P.D. Mack will be here a little bit. Craig Evans in the house.
Good morning.
Morning.
It's great to be here today.
Yes, it is.
It's great to be here every day. Today is no exception.
All right. Say it with feeling.
Oh, today's a great day to be here. Every day's a great day to be here. Today is no exception.
No, I thought you actually said it first time it's free.
Right. Oh,
I was just emphasizing that. Stand Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire 2. That's always good.
The second time you said it sounded forced.
Yeah.
It was.
The first was just natural.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I meant that from the bottom of my
everybody
heart.
Bought that.
Yeah.
So is your dad happy for the prince?
I'm pretty sure that he doesn't care.
First of all, I know this chick, and if you don't, you don't watch Suits as much as I did, but you're familiar with her.
Yeah.
I watched 5 seasons of Suits. She's been an actress on that show forever, and I've loved her since day one, and Prince Harry stole her. But the fact is, apparently some Brits are racist.
Yes, apparently so.
Yeah. Now, I'm not just blaming the Brits, because there's a lot of racists everywhere, especially in Europe and the United States.
Her father is white. Her mother is African-American.
You should read some of the tweets I saw yesterday. Somebody they did a story about how some Brits are pissed off. And she was also married, and she had to get a dispensation from the Queen. She's been divorced, and you can't do that.
You can't do that and get married in the church. That.
Right.
Right.
But the rules have been relaxed some, so she is going to be able to get married in some church.
Yeah.
Has there been a case of any black lineage slipping into the
family? Some of the maids got
the royal
nailed,
family you know? Lineage?
I'm unaware of it specifically, but that is meaningless.
Well,
no, it's not.
They called her half-breed.
That I don't know?
No.
Oh.
No, that's never meaningless.
No, I don't know.
Well, it's meaningless. You're right. You can't know everything.
Right. It's meaningless to us, but I'm sure it means a lot to a lot of Brits.
Well, no, I think people, it's right. Yeah. Whatever.
I'm
not a royal watcher, but I don't really care except that.
Yeah, I'd understand.
Harriet never bothered me, and she's hot, so good for them. Just sad she won't be acting anymore because she's a hottie.
She doesn't need to.
Well, she can't. Apparently, once you're the prince, you got to be the princess. You just got to be a princess now, which I think is kind of lame.
I didn't realize they were like nuns where you have to take on a different, your royal name.
Oh, yeah, you got to do that crap. And well, not like the nun, she's going to have sex. That's why he's marrying her.
But she's going to be like princess has something else that's
exactly.
Not her real name.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Which I also think is lame. Monarchy's lame, but I think she's hot. But yeah, the racist tweets were like... I can't say some of the British swear words because I'm afraid to come off like American swear words.
Yeah, we don't know.
Yeah, the C-U, that one.
Right. That one's not uncommon. Apparently,
I know
they
not.
Use that more than we do.
They do.
I know.
They use it a little more generously.
Well, and also, I did see the word half-breed in there. And I heard average looking. I said, are you kidding me? She's gorgeous. Screw you. That's where I got mad. That's right. She got mad. You call her. They called her a half-breed. They went just hardcore racist crap against her from some Brits.
In the Gilbert Gottfried documentary, he calls his wife that all
half-breed?
The time. No, the C-word.
Oh, no, but this is the C-word. No. I was thinking this other word here.
Oh.
Hang on.
Well, I was thinking the C-word that women hate to hear.
I use that one, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the one I'm thinking of. I know. When I said C-word, we're all thinking, yeah, I made a mistake. That's a British thing, too.
Okay.
They say that a lot. It's a C U, but it's no, the next two letters are different than what you think. Jesus. I feel like little kids here sometimes. It's just language is all it is. I love the concept of swear words being like, oh my God. It's just hilarious. It's just language. It's just letters randomly put together that for some reason society is deemed to be wrong. And you know what I mean? We turn the mics off, we say that word, nobody says, we don't think anything of it. You know?
Oh, it's not language you use in mixed company.
I do.
So do I.
Yeah. I just don't call somebody that.
Yeah. But I forget sometimes that there are people around that don't really like that word.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I read some of the racist tweets, and you can't really read them on the air because they're racist tweets.
And that's the thing.
Yeah.
So what is Kate Middleton's title?
Well, she's the white one now. We'll call her that.
I don't know.
Yeah. She's the princess. I don't know.
Is she a princess?
Yeah.
And doesn't the queen have to step in and anoint you?
I don't know, and I don't think Tyler knows either.
Kate Middleton, Queen Elizabeth conferred Kate with the title of Catherine, Her Royal Highness the Duchess of Cambridge.
No, she's a duchess.
So she's not a princess.
Gotcha. I don't know why this interests me, but...
It
does mildly. Well, it should you. Your dad's of British descent.
Yeah, but Craig's an Arkansas guy. He doesn't care. That doesn't play. He's worried about their next coach.
I am.
Who are they getting?
I don't know. Yeah. But I got two teams that need head coaches. Now,
Packers fired McCarthy?
No. I like this team. I like the local team, too.
Oh, I forgot you did.
Yeah, you forgot about that.
You don't really act like it.
No, I understand.
You liked them more 20 years ago, like everybody else did, when they were good.
But I've always kind of been, you know, yeah, I've always wanted them to win. Yeah. You know, I came by it unnaturally.
Unnaturally, but still, yeah.
But they are Nebraska royalty. Anybody who coaches the football team.
Oh, that's right.
Is certainly the king of Nebraska. Right. And they love him for,
three years.
Yeah. One bad season.
And you're out of here.
Then they turn on you.
Now, part of what people are calling racist about Prince Harry and Meghan Markle is the way they are referred to by the phrase modern couple. They're saying designation.
There's been biracial.
Is racist in and of itself.
Because people have been married, the blacks and the whites have been getting married for years now.
Not among the royal family.
I know, but it just sounds funny that all of a sudden they say,
but it is,
now
it's okay.
Comparatively
speaking, right, exactly. That is.
Yeah,
a more modern phenomenon,
as we understand it to be.
Do they feel it's tainting the lineage?
No, the racist tweets are. Yeah,
yeah, the racist people
horrible,
are.
Man.
So they're saying, look, if you're saying words like modern couple, that's a code word. You got to stop that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that. Just they're a couple.
Yeah,
she's an actress to me, and she's been banging this white guy on suits for 5-6 seasons now. She's hot.
Hundreds of years from now, we'll all be multiracial.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, except for I'm sure there's certain groups that will hide away.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure they're purebreds.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they will.
Little pockets in northern Idaho.
Yeah, a little more pockets in Kentucky.
Or Eastern Europe.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
they will, yeah.
Yeah, they're
come
too.
On. It's not just
us. That's true. That ain't going to happen there in Eastern Europe, right?
Big tobacco company starting to advertise about the dangers of smoking.
Yeah, you forgot.
Really?
Eastern Europe, they're the original races.
I didn't understand smoking was bad for you.
That's what we hear. Yeah. Philip Morris, R.J. Reynolds, and other tobacco companies are putting out the first of a series of court-ordered newspaper ads and TV commercials detailing the dangers of tobacco use.
When did this order come down?
When they all lied in front of Congress.
Ads are a result of a 1999 lawsuit.
So they said in 18 years from now, you got to start airing these commercials.
No, they didn't say that. In 1999, this lawsuit by the Justice Department charged big tobacco companies with deceiving the public about the effects of smoking. So it stayed in the courts, and the courts ruled in the government's favor in 2006. And the company spent years appealing the decision. They finally agreed to run ads on the adverse effects of smoking. And that has now started up a couple of days ago.
So they fought it and fought it.
They fought it. It's hilarious.
And now we have to tell you that cigarettes are bad for you.
It's fresh, yeah.
Right. Sorry we've been lying to you since the 40s.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, along those same lines, the sugar industry is being accused of lying to us the same way the tobacco companies did.
Sugar's not good.
Yeah, well, they have been.
And we're all newly uncovered historic sugar, documents by the University of California at San Francisco revealed the sugar industry hid harmful facts about its consumption. The findings of research done by the Sugar Association happened back in the 60s. The research revealed a link from eating sugar to an increased risk of heart attack or stroke. Experts say when data suggested that sugar was harmful, the industry pointed a finger at fats and said, no, it's not sugar, it's fat, in order to protect its economic interests. When we started busting all the tobacco companies for their lies, and the sugar companies then started hiring the old tobacco people
right.
to do the same thing for the sugar industry that they had done for the tobacco industry.
But the tentacles of the sugar industry extend much further. I mean, with tobacco,
it's just cigarettes.
Sure, cigarettes and, you know, your Skoal and what have you.
Yeah.
Sugar is in everything.
In everything.
Everything.
Absolutely everything.
Yeah, I just had some trail mix out there. It's full of M&Ms.
Right.
Yeah.
And you gotta love them.
Full of sugar. Good luck trying to find some food that doesn't have some sugar in it.
Give me a little sugar.
How about a little sugar?
Have a little sugar, Craig.
Mm. A little sugar?
As much as you want to give.
Thank you.
As much as you can spare.
Thank you.
But we know you're full of it.
Yeah, we definitely know he's full of it, that's for sure.
North Dakota is number one again.
Uh-oh, this can't be good. If they're number one, what could they be really number? What could they be really number one in? Usually, they're number one in the last state visited, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that includes Alaska, because people go there for...
Well, it's either Alaska, Hawaii, or North Dakota. It's, you know, people who are inclined to hit all 50 states. It's one of those three.
Yeah.
That's the last one they visit.
Yeah, but the other two are further. You can actually hit North Dakota.
Yeah.
But it's one of those. Yeah.
There's more stuff to do in Alaska. Yeah.
It's the last one in the continental United States that people normally visit.
Is that why they're number one?
No. A recent study by video security company Blink shows that people in rural areas have a higher chance of being victimized by someone stealing their packages off of the porch.
Number one.
This season, North Dakota residents are about 26 times more likely to have their holiday packages taken than the average American.
Is it because there's nobody around? One house?
Yeah.
And because of their inherent trust in their fellow man.
That could be.
And that.
But wouldn't you be afraid to walk up some big path to some one house and in the middle of nowhere and somebody just come out and shoot you in the face?
Not in North Dakota.
You know when they're around and when they're not around.
Everybody would know, right?
Everybody knows everybody's business.
First of all, you're a scumbag if you do that to people. Yeah. I understand. But there's cameras everywhere now. So be careful, man.
No, not out in the farm.
Maybe not out there.
We trust everybody.
Doors open. Come on in.
Yeah. And they probably know who stole it, too.
Yeah, the guy's wearing it. He's wearing it. You're wearing it the next day.
Our one farmer.
He's wearing his Carson Wentz shirt the very next day.
Everybody know who the farmer's son is, a little hellion.
Right.
Yeah, that's inclined to do that stuff. They all know who it is. That's why they don't need security cameras. They know damn well who stole it.
Right.
They could at least narrow it down to three or four tops.
If you're living in rural America. This has to be per capita.
It's got to be, yeah.
26 times more likely if you are in North Dakota to have your holiday packages taken than the average American.
Yeah, that's because your neighbor can't watch out for you because he's 4 miles away.
Yeah.
Keep an eye out. I'm leaving for vacation. I can't see your house now, you dumbass. Do you drive four miles away and tell your neighbor you're going on vacation, so mom won't be around, keep an eye on the house?
Could you pick the papers out of the driveway for me?
Todd just described the way I grew up.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. Seriously. Yeah.
It wasn't quite 4 miles, but it's a good three quarters to a mile.
To the next house, really?
In any direction.
Really, was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Easily.
I didn't know that.
Oh, we're talking to a ton of people who are growing up like that right now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how a ton of people grew up in North Dakota. Hell, I'd say more than half the population in North Dakota grows up that way.
That's why they're number one.
That's right.
We're number one. And Push grew up on a pig farm in Ohio somewhere. Ever tell you that stat about guys who grew up in pig farms?
No, what is it?
80% of kids in pig farms had sex with an animal first before a human.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
How about North Dakota? What did they start with?
You tell me you were there. When was your first pig or woman?
Not till college.
And he did not specify.
He didn't specify. He found a pig at Moorhead State.
Yep. The Moorhead State pigs.
Yeah, there you go.
It was in Minnesota. Oh, right. And it was a chick from South Dakota.
Oh, it was a woman. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Look at you.
So I mixed it all.
You did.
That was a whole Midwest mix right there.
North Dakota and South Dakota hooking up in Minnesota.
Check the lineage on that.
That happened a lot, too. A lot more than North Dakotans, South Dakotans, and Minnesotans would care to admit.
You will be pleased to know that the energy used by computers to create the cryptocurrency Bitcoin.
By the way, this is kicking ass. See this yesterday, Craig? It's up to $9,000.
Is it?
But you can't get into it now, then.
No, not now. It's not time to buy.
I'm not going to spend $9,000 on a piece of Bitcoin. It's going to go down to $7,000 tomorrow.
Took a dip a couple of weeks ago. That was the time to buy.
It wasn't much of a dip.
But then it shot right back
up like a day later. Kicking ass, man.
It's bounced back up.
Still don't understand it, but it's kicking ass.
The energy used by computers.
Speaking of which. Yeah, I can't tweet this stuff out because you can't talk about smacking kids on Twitter.
So let's do it on the air.
But, yeah, I know.
There's this kid they're advertising an iPad, and he's everywhere with his iPad. Mm-hmm. And the neighbor asks him, "What are you doing?
It's a girl.
On a computer.
It's a girl. I saw it. Yeah,
it's a girl. Yeah.
You want to smack her?
Right. What's a computer?
I know.
And I just want to slap her.
You know what? I'm with you. I'd be in line like on airplane, slapping that kid.
You know what? Your computer is a computer is responsible for your freaking iPad.
Right.
A computer invented the technology so you can have your little pad. And your pad is a computer.
It is a computer. That is I hate that commercial too.
So do I.
I'm not nearly as offended by that as
y'all. I just saw it.
No, the one that's been getting me lately is the bitchy chick who won't let her boyfriend wear the Raiders jersey to dinner.
I love his face.
Oh, that's great.
Don't you love his face?
Because he's
just like saying, he doesn't even say anything. The actor who does that look is amazing in that commercial.
He is very good.
I think she's good too.
Turn it off.
Turn it off. I'm just
glad it shows your Chief fans are dicks. Because they're all looking around and I'm like, what's she saying?
Well, so is Raider fan.
I know, but he's...
Sure. But he's also just doing it.
He's very sympathetic.
Yeah.
I love he just pulls off the jersey and it's a lit-up sweater and he won't take that. And look, she goes, you got to turn it off. And he just makes his face like,
No.
Because you know... Girlfriend,
that's Luke.
Would react that way.
That's not have Toad Luke there.
Cannot do it
with his Raider.
I just think she comes off as a total bitch.
Yeah,
in that she's just. Like,
I think that's why he's wearing
it.
No, she's just embarrassed, and that's totally how your girlfriend would act if you acted that way at any holiday dinner.
Wear a Raider, but it's perfect what he's doing.
It is,
man.
Yeah, because that's any less embarrassing than having your whole family in Chiefs garb,
right?
That's a long tradition.
Even the Basset Hound.
Yeah.
Well, that's their fault. The Basset Hound did not.
Oh, yeah.
Dress himself.
I just I don't like her. I just don't like.
But
her.
I like him in that commercial.
Yeah,
a lot.
I like him.
He's
I like
cool.
the defiant "nah, f you" attitude that he's got. But I don't like her
it
at all.
It just lights up that sweater.
But the iPad.
I'm with you.
Use
with
whatever
you,
terminology
she's
you
laying
want.
There in the yard. I want to beat the hell out of that little girl.
The iPad is a computer, you little bitch.
I know.
I'm not nearly as offended by that.
I saw the commercial once. It was yesterday, and I got mad at it, too.
Oh, not me. I just think they're making a point that the kids don't know anything.
No, I don't think it's that way. No, she's coming off as cocky.
Computers are so are everywhere. No, that computers are everywhere, and we just don't realize that we're using them.
No, that's not what she means. I think it is.
It doesn't dawn on her that she's got a computer.
No, I think they're trying to say it's not a computer. It's an iPad.
Right, that's it.
Right, she seems pretty smart.
She's a bitch.
So she knows goddamn well what a computer is.
I don't think she looks at that as a computer.
The second commercial, the guys come out and somebody's just slap her.
Well, that lady who asked her, what are you doing on your computer? And when she says, what's a computer? She just come out and give her the what for. I'll tell you what a computer is.
You just beat the hell out of
her. I'll show you what a computer is. You'll learn what a computer is.
Be a shocking second commercial.
My computer's running slow here. Luke on one.
I figured that.
And that's the stuff I can't tweet.
Luke.
Oh, hold on.
You have to answer the phone, Todd.
Yeah. Usually they put a name up there.
I just said my computer's running slow here.
You like that commercial too?
Hey.
I love that commercial.
That is you, man.
Love it. But here, mine is in a different scenario. My father-in-law used to play for the Huskers.
Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know that. And you
played with Mike Rozier and all those guys back then.
I never knew that. And you are born and bred, but you hate the Huskers, man.
Absolutely. And now that Miami's doing good and Nebraska's sucking, Thanksgiving dinner was a little uncomfortable.
Did you wear? Because you just on your social media and just everything you are is Miami.
Come on, guys, y'all know me. I have no filter about where I'm going, and if I can stir up a hornet's nest anywhere, I'm gonna stir that hornet's nest up. So, her whole family is just full of Husker fans on both sides, mom's side and dad's side. And here comes literally the black sheep in the family.
who likes Miami.
Absolutely.
And turned on his own city in their mind, which is even better, you know.
Yeah, and I'll continue to turn.
All right.
And message for Husker Nation, Scott Frost is going to suck just as bad as Mike Riley. Oh, have a good one, boys.
Luke, man.
He's usually got so much self-restraint. I don't get this.
Yeah, he's the best. Yeah, he's that guy. He's got the lit up Miami Christmas shirt in front of a bunch of Husker fans. Thank you, Luke. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.